What is he doing here?
Entourage, sebuah film layar lebar yang diangkat dari serial HBO yang menceritakan seluk-beluk dunia perfilman Hollywood sudah dirilis.
Even if you've never seen a Vincent Chase movie, chances are you've heard the name. Chase hails from Queens, New York, where he's surrounded by a group of loyal friends. Friends who still surround him today.
Vinny Chase.
Ari Gold.
I hear you got something for me.
My first movie is Studiohead, and boom, I want you to star in it.
Whatever I do next, I also want to direct.
Ari.
Steven, do I have to direct?
Film ini menceritakan apa yang terjadi setelah kejadian yang ditampilkan di seri terakhir Entourage di HBO, Vince atau Vincent Chase, yang diperankan aktor Adrian Grenier, untuk pertama kalinya menjadi sutradara sebuah film berbiaya besar untuk studio film Hollywood yang dikepalai Ari Gold, yang diperankan Jeremy Piven, di mana dalam pelaksanaannya tidak sesuai dengan yang direncanakan, biaya membengkak, dan waktu yang melewati jadwal produksi.
We need more money. Bye.
Oh, God.
I gave you $100 million.
You agreed to not go over.
Because you said I couldn't direct unless we agreed.
Di tengah-tengah teriakan fans yang berkumpul di sekitar karpet merah acara premier film ini di Los Angeles, Adrian Grenier mengatakan kalau film ini benar-benar ditujukan bagi para fans lama Entourage dan bagi para penonton baru yang belum pernah nonton serial Entourage sebelumnya.
These are the guys that look at that.
This is why we do it. I mean, to be honest, we wouldn't be making this movie if it weren't for the fans, the demand. We, you know, the existing crowd really wanted it to happen, and now we have an opportunity to bring it to a whole new audience who's never had an opportunity to see it on the small screen. But it's always been one of those shows that really lent itself to the large screen.
Mark Wahlberg, yang merupakan executive producer serial Entourage, dan yang menjadi sumber inspirasi dari karakter-karakter dan cerita di serial Entourage, serta ikut bermain di film ini, mengenang kembali premier serial Entourage musim pertamanya di tahun 2004 yang katanya,
"It's crazy, you know, it's like, I remember the first, we talked about it earlier, the first premiere for the first season was literally one photographer with like a, you know, the old camera that had the flashes put on top, and like one person with a video camera. We didn't even know if like HBO just sent them there or what. And to see this is like a huge summer premiere. It's pretty amazing."
Kata Mark, di premiere musim pertama Entourage dulu, yang meliput hanya ada satu fotografer dan satu orang dengan satu kamera. Jauh berbeda dengan premiere versi layar lebarnya sekarang, yang dihadiri ratusan fans dan wartawan dari berbagai media. Jeremy Piven juga mengatakan kesuksesan Entourage saat ini seperti mimpi yang menjadi kenyataan.
I mean, you have to say, I'm looking at Mark Wahlberg, and Wahlberg and I used to hang out together when he was single, you know, back in the day, when things got weird. I'm not going to lie to you, things got weird. And, you know, so we were actually buddies before all this, you know, and to see all this come to fruition is just like, it's like a dream. It's magical.
Jerry Ferrara, yang menjadi Turtle, berharap para fans serial Entourage bisa terpuaskan dengan versi layar lebarnya ini.
I've come to terms with the fact long ago that not everyone's going to love what you do. It's just a fact. And I try not to get caught up in that. I just hope that the Entourage fans enjoy what we did, because we worked damn hard on it.
Take me for a round. I last 30 seconds. You let me take you out on a date. Last 60 seconds, I'll let you...
How much time?
3 seconds.
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA. Direct from Washington.